What you're about to hear is part of the Podgods Network. If you have a problem with anything you hear, please write it in an email and go fuck yourself. Enjoy the show!
You're listening to the sports-centric podcast, It's Not Soccer, with Adam and Billy. The following podcast contains plenty of bad language, lots of random chatter, and to be truthfully honest with you, not a lot of sports chat. Which is good, because I'm not a sports fan. So here you go, a podcast about sport that doesn't really talk about, well, sport. Enjoy!
Thank you for downloading episode 10 of It's Not Soccer Podcast.
That's nice. I didn't know I downloaded it, I could have just streamed it.
Or streamed it.
Yeah, or streamed this for the streamers too.
Calling out for the streamers!
Let's go out to all the streamers.
Sup, streamers. We know you don't like to keep things. That's what it is, isn't it? Downloaders, they like to keep it, hoard it.
Yeah.
On the go. Streamers like, I don't give a shit about that. I'm going to use my 3G up. I'm using my data on this, motherfucker, so we made a bet good.
So thank you for spending money on the podcast.
But we don't get any of it.
No.
Your mobile data do. Your mobile network does. It's Not Soccer, episode 10. We didn't actually say we were going to come back for an end-of-year special. We thought the last episode was the end-of-year.
Yeah.
But we kind of changed our mind because
we had some time on our hands.
Nothing better to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to have better to do. I'm just going to do a podcast.
Well, I'm actually babysitting Adam, so this is my way of entertaining Adam.
He gets paid for this as well. Who's giving you money to babysit me?
I'll do it out of love.
And money.
Loads of money.
You're like a sympathetic hooker. I do things for love. Everybody. And the money. And new shoes. No shoes, it's not soccer. Part of the Barker podcast collection. Boom. Have you seen the site? I've updated the site.
I haven't seen the site.
Go to barkerpodcast.webs.com. It's really nice.
Yeah, it's really nice, really nice. Is it?
Yeah, well, I'm really impressed with it.
So says you.
So says the guy that did it.
Yeah. Of course you've got to be happy with it. You wouldn't put something shit up and then just be like, that'll do.
You've got to be happy with your own work, haven't you?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're never happy at your work, you'll be moaning. Never happy!
Don't like moaners.
I'm doing it again.
No.
No, take it back. I was wondering if people, they make you something, and they give it to you, and you're like, oh, this looks awesome. Could have been better. Well, make it better then.
Yeah.
Don't fucking moan about it, just make it better.
Do something about it, don't you bitch.
Do something about it. Cut the shit. Hashtag, cut the shit. Cut the shit. Stop it. Cut the shit.
With what? What would you cut shit with?
With your fist. Open it up like a karate chop.
Yeah, karate chop a turd.
I'm gonna cut that shit. I'm gonna moan. I'm gonna cut that shit. Hashtag cut the shit. Maybe that's the hashtag for this podcast.
Yeah, cut that shit.
You got Oddcast, which is not listening.
Yeah,
Movie Corman doesn't really have one.
Mm-hmm.
We'll make one up.
But for this one, we've got
cut the shit
with a hand.
That could have been the name of the podcast. Cut the shit with Adam and Billy.
Yeah.
it's a podcast about cutting the shit.
Is it another one?
What?
Another podcast.
I don't think we can start another one.
Nah.
We could just maybe incorporate with this one. Not that that's what people.
So yeah, cut the shit.
Cut the shit. What? Snowbell.
Should we say something else?
Yeah. Should we just get on with the podcast?
Yeah.
Let's get on with the podcast!
I want to see how long you can do that for.
I don't think I can without...
I'm pretty sure we tried it on an old podcast.
Without my balls literally inverting themselves up into my body.
No, not going higher, but how long you can just go... How long can you do it for?
If I get up in the morning after I've had a good drink and I'm sitting on the toilet, I can go... for quite a while.
Yeah? Is that what noise about? Is that just getting off the toilet?
That's get out of bed.
Yeah.
That's me after a night out. If you can hear me tapping in the background, that's a dog. That's Buddy. Motherfucker. Oi, bud, go away.
He's wearing high heels. That's what the noise is.
He sounds like it. He's on the wood floor going tap, 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 tap. The other dog's like curled herself up on the sofa. Look at her.
Yeah, she looks pretty relaxed in the fucking lips. It's like an upside down moustache, isn't it?
Don't wake her up.
No, I won't.
Don't, because she's worse than him. Shut up, buddy. Not Soccer.
What's this little book you've got here?
I got a book. Adam's got a little notebook with notes.
I'm talking about the other book. You son of a bitch.
Right, Christmas time. It's not really Christmas when we recorded this, but when people were listening, they might have gone, oh, it's Christmas time. What did you get for Christmas, everybody? What did you get some presents? I got you a present, didn't I?
You did.
What did I get you, Bill?
You lied to me. I'd like to state this first.
Start this shit again.
Right. So this is all going on record. Can't cut this shit.
Cut this shit.
Yeah, you can't cut this shit.
Cut this shit. Buddy, go away.
Adam got me a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And it's got all these famous ex-West Ham players. And he's been very clever with the names. And it's, you know, it says West Ham United, UTD, all the way through, incorporating their names into the word West Ham.
That's how creative I am.
That is how creative. And
I created the name of the team using other players' letters.
Yes, you did.
Maybe you should Instagram that motherfucker.
Shall I?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And I'll put it on Twitter so you know people can see it on there as well.
Yeah.
I was led to believe that this is the only t-shirt in the world. No one else had one.
It's kind of true.
No, it's not true at all.
The other one's out there. The other one's not even been given to the other person yet. Why are you mad?
I'm going to go and burn it.
You're one of two.
One of two. I was one of one this afternoon. Okay,
yeah,
and I come round here to eat some KFC and have a beer with you.
Beer and chicken.
And your lady friend tells me that someone else has also got the t-shirt.
You're alright.
I
didn't want to hurt your feelings.
I thought I was special. Didn't want to hurt my feelings, you could have just said earlier. There's only two.
Well, I didn't know if I said there's only two, then you might have a
get away with it.
I thought I would have. And I would have if it weren't for that damn pesky girlfriend of mine. Would have got away with it. But yeah. So yeah, but you're happy with it, yeah?
Yeah, of course.
I went, what?
Yeah.
You're happy with it?
Is that one of them questions that's actually telling you?
You're happy with it, aren't you?
Yes. Exactly. Are you asking me or telling me?
Fucking both. Of course I'm happy. I'll take it back. It cost me a lot of money.
Of course I'm happy.
I'm happy. And what did you get me, Bill?
I bought you a book, it's not a pornographic novel either.
Which I thought it wasn't by the look of it. Text from Dog. I thought, ooh, it's a sexy book.
Adam actually found it.
I did.
Yeah, so it wasn't me being creative and going out and being like, yeah, look, right, that's perfect, Fred. So yeah. I'm going to put that on record straight away. I'm not going to bitch and lie and shit.
It's basically a book of made up text on an iPhone from someone's dog to its owner. And it's one of the weirdest, most randomest things I've ever read in my life.
It's funny, though.
Which automatically makes it the funniest thing I've read in my life. Such as this, right? This is it. I've got to do the voice as well, so people know.
Yeah, you're going to make up voices.
Okay, so you've got, like, the dog sending a text or it's a text message. An SMS message. For an iPhone. Paste an iPhone.
Oh, okay.
To his owner. And it says this. Right, the dog's sending this to the owner. It says, we should probably move house. And the owner says, why? I'm not doing it in the voice.
I want voices.
We should probably move house. That's the dog. Right? And the owner is, why? The neighbours hate us. Why? Don't get mad. I accidentally dick slapped their cat. What's all that about? Whatever ones they got here. Let's have a look again. Da, 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 da.
Do you wish you got a text from your dog?
Oh, imagine what my dog would say. What would your dog say if you got a text of your dog? It'd be in Spanish, wouldn't it? Because your dog's Spanish.
Yeah, we would have.
Billy has a Spanish dog.
Yeah.
You actually have a Spanish dog.
He's actually Spanish, yeah.
That's how amazing it is.
Yeah, he's pretty amazing. We wouldn't.
And he looks a bit like Baxter from Anchorman.
He does a bit, doesn't
he? So when he says, I don't speak Spanish, it could be a fact of that he actually was speaking Spanish. Yeah. Because it's Baxter. You got Baxter's dog. What do you call him? Harry.
Harry.
That's Harry, isn't it? Harry. No H.
Harry Bugger. Harry Bugger.
What would he say?
What would Harry say?
Yeah.
What would Harry say while I'm out of the house? I feel, you know, like Toy Story, I'd like to think that our dogs get really creative when we leave the house and they start talking to each other and wearing our clothes and go around the house pretending to be us, wearing shoes. You can just see your dogs laughing at each other like, look how big these shoes are on my feet, my little feet. Just laughing at each other. They go in the kitchen and they back it in. They mix up some eggs and some flour and that. And
making the pancakes. Fire.
Yeah, and then they just tidy it all up before you get back. Everything gets put back.
Mimicking us.
Yeah, and then they just sort of have a little chuckle to each other like they don't even know.
Just go, hey, look at me. Blah, 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 blah. I'm paying the bills. Blah, 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 blah. Get off the sofa. Yes. Blah, 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 blah. No dinner for you. Blah, 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 blah.
Stop shitting on the carpet.
Yes. Blah, blah, blah. Go
poop
outside.
As
poop.
I poop.
Blah, 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 blah. Walkies. Come for a walk. And then they go, you motherfuckers ain't got a clue. I know what my dog, Buddy, would text me. It'd be really neurotic, like, where are you? Where? What time are you coming home?
Yeah.
What time are you coming home? I heard a noise. I heard a noise. Seriously, you better come home. There's a noise upstairs. I'm too scared to go outside. Quick, quick. There's someone in the garden. There's someone in the garden. I swear there's someone in the garden. Come on. Are you coming home? What time? Where are you? 5 minutes away. 2 minutes later. Where are you? I'm 5 minutes away. You said 5 minutes, 2 minutes ago. That's what it'd be
you
like.
Would get them, yeah, definitely.
It'd be like, and then you come in and there's a mess. You'd be like, who did this? It's just, woof.
Yeah. I'm a dog now. When I get told off, I'm a dog.
Yeah. But when he wants something, he's a human.
Yeah.
He looks around, he thinks he's a human. Look at him looking at you like, why are you sitting on the sofa? I want to sit on that sofa.
You're sitting in my chair, you bastard.
Yeah, because the other one's on the sofa, all spread eagle and everything.
Yeah.
Just don't sleep.
I didn't think I was suffering this much. I've had two afternoon naps today.
Bill, we are a podcast where we talk about sport.
Yeah, well.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
What sport can we talk about, Ed? What have we got going on? What's big?
Well, we were out today, weren't we? You had to go into your Christmas shop.
Yeah, we went and got a few bits.
And we went and sat in the pub and we watched the game.
Yep.
There was Chelsea, Aston Villa.
It's about, we watched
Premier League,
hour, didn't we?
It was Premier League. The best football.
Premier League.
Of the soccer ball tournament league. Because they don't understand leagues in America. They don't actually understand. Like, when we play a game, we get points in that. They don't get it. They're like, what's this? You get a point for a score draw? What?
They have just like a constant, like a soccer cup.
Yeah, it's like there, it? Fucking tournament.
You have to play games and get knocked out.
Yeah. Whereas like, over here, it's like, no, you just play like 38 games and see how you get overseas. But we were in the pub, and what was it? We were watching Chelsea Villa. And as we left, just before half time, it was 2-0.
Yes, but when I got back, it was 3-0.
When you got back home?
Yeah, it was
3-0.
Yeah, I had a quick look on Sky Sports to come up. But it was 2-0 in the pub, yeah.
So then you had like, 3-0 about half time ish, or just before half time. So then, when you come out today, you said, so what was the score? Chelsea won 8-0. Mm. How often do you get an 8-0?
I'd say it does, you know, we've had a few like 7-1s and stuff over the years, and they happen like during pretty much every season we'd get a high scoring one, but
Spurs did it once.
Against
Wigan.
Wigan FA. Last game of the season.
Yeah. No, it wasn't our last game of the season.
Was it before Christmas?
It was just before Christmas, just after Christmas. We beat them 9-1.
I'm sure that was like end of the season.
No, it was like November. I remember now.
Yeah?
Yeah, because we went and saw the lights get turned on.
What was the score? 9-1.
9-1. So they even scored a goal.
They got one.
Whereas like, Villa didn't even get anything.
It's one of them games that if one team's going to score 9, right, the other team should not score at all.
No.
Okay, if you're bad enough to let in 9, then the chances are you are not going to score. So I imagine Chelsea today were well happy that they didn't concede. But from what we watched, Villa was not going to score
at all. Piss poor.
There were 3 balls through for the striker, Benteke, and he was offside every time.
Who?
Benteke.
Benteke?
Yeah, Benteke, the one
sounds like number 42 in an Indian menu. I'll have a chicken Benteke, please. With pilaras, kima naan, and a lime pickle, and a steak, and a steak paneer.
That was pretty funny.
Nice.
Yeah.
Bill.
Adam.
I went and saw The Hobbit.
On Friday, yes you did, didn't you?
Yeah. You're a massive Lord of the Rings fan?
I am a big Lord of the Rings fan.
Lord of the Things.
Lord of the Things.
I'm Lord of the Things fan. I'm Lord of the Things, Ram. Rambunctious.
Ram's kebabs.
Oh, I can't eat no food. We had that KFC. It's bloated me out like a motherfucker. Lots of chicken. Lots of salsa. Lots of hot wings. Get some hot wings. The Hobbit.
Go back to that. We're both lagging. We should have had a few more beers before we started. I've got a horrible hangover. Yes. I was up till 6-7 o'clock this morning, still drinking vodka and lemonade till that time in the morning as well.
Don't stop, Abel.
Didn't sort of stop drinking and just stay up pissed. I was just carried on drinking. It's one of the ones where you sort of feel like you drink yourself sober.
Yeah.
You're not sober at all. No, not even close.
It's your body's way of saying, stop drinking.
Yeah. I've had enough now.
I've diluted everything.
All of it.
You are going to have a fucking hangover tomorrow, boy.
You're going to suffer. And then I was up at about 11.
Why?
One of the pals, M, come downstairs and put the telly on. So I sort of woke up, had a little chat, and I went to the co-op. Got some bagels and some eggs and some bacon, some sausages, beans, tomatoes.
Is that why I saw a load of burnt bagels when I turned up to that?
There was two, but M was actually meant to take them back with her because she was going to give them to her rabbit. Bagels are good for rabbits, apparently.
I don't think that's not a fact, though, is it?
A rabbit likes bagels.
Yeah, that's probably more. It's not like, oh, they're good for them. No, there's no like vet out there, veterinary nurse saying, hello, yeah. If you've got a rabbit, give them bagels. Prolongs their life. It's good for them.
Hang on. Why aren't these adverts, why are they giving Duracell batteries to rabbits and not bagels? Make them last longer.
They're not real rabbits.
They're not?
No. They're rampant rabbits.
They're rampant rabbits. They've not got fucking big dildos running about.
I'd prefer to see that advert, because then you'd say, good battery then. If it's going to make a dildo run that fast, or... dildos don't do it, it's vibrate, isn't it?
Yeah, dildos can't, they're like a snake, they've got no arms or legs, have they? So would you put it in water, could it swim? Right?
This is going to be a weird thing to think about, but when they show like a dildo, the floppy, big, thick, floppy ones that look like rubber,
yeah.
I always think, why would you stick that up your fanny? Because it's not even hard, it's floppy.
I think, I would have, no, right?
But why? Because it's just going to bend, isn't it?
Is it more of a real one? It feels more real?
But you never have sex with a woman with a floppy, do you?
With a floppy, no.
It's always hard.
You can't.
No, you can't. You can try it.
Yeah. But, you know, you just...
It's like sticking Play-Doh through one of them holes.
You're
going to
end up crying into a pillow.
It's like sticking plasticine when them holes.
Yeah.
But anyway, what were we talking about? I started talking about the Hobbit. You were talking about bagels and rabbits.
Yeah, apparently a bagel's good for rabbits, so... Yeah, that's what...
Fact.
Yeah, so that's
cut
why
the
I'm
shit,
hanging.
Rabbits.
Had a good breakfast, you know. Breakfast of champions once you've had a few beers the night before.
And a bagel.
And a bagel. I didn't actually have a bagel.
I'll
have a bagel for breakfast.
Billy had a bagel. A bagel. Billy is a rabbit. And a bagel. Billy is a rabbit. Rabbit bagel.
Kind of you should not write new songs or anything.
Like, I'm fucked up at the end there. Could have been Christmas number one, that
was
so... Oh, guess what song was in the charts today? Christmas number one.
I'm Blue.
No, it wasn't Christmas number one, it was like number 29, but it was Come on ladies, one pound fish. Come on ladies, you know, heard that song?
No.
What's that? New Gangnam Style.
Oh, what?
It's about a guy, he's down there in one of the markets. Camden Market or something, I don't know. Walthamstow Market.
Yeah.
And he's trying to sell fish. It was on YouTube. If you write him £1 fish, man, he's like, come on, ladies, £1 fish, come on, ladies.
What, he's singing it,
Danny? £1 fish. And then someone, like, took it, remixed it a bit, and now it's out there as a single.
No way.
Got to number 29.
Is that bloke going to get any money?
He wrote the fucking song.
Oh, yeah, he wrote it, but, you know, someone could steal it.
No. £1 fish.
So he's selling fish for a pound. Are they alive?
Well, I don't know if it's £1. As in weight.
Oh, or a pound.
Come on, ladies.
I'm
come on, ladies.
Like selling goldfish for a nugget.
Yeah, it could have been. Come on, ladies. Come on, ladies. 1.29 kilowatts. Oh, kilowatts.
Kilograms fish.
Kilowatts. That's fucking a bad idea. 1.29 kilowatts. Gigawatts. That's gigawatts.
Gigawatts?
Yeah.
Gigawatt?
So, Bill.
Yes.
We are recording on Christmas Eve Eve.
Christmas Eve Eve.
Christmas
2 days away.
Christmas Eve Eve.
You're ready. You've got everything ready for it, yeah?
Yep.
Nice. So am I.
So what is Christmas Eve Eve?
Christmas
Eve. Or what was
Eve.
It I said today? Or what you said today?
Christmas Steve.
Christmas Steve.
Who is Christmas Steve?
Oh, Christmas Steve. Oh, Steve.
I want to know.
Crimbo Steve. What the fuck you do it? What is he like?
You know who he is, didn't you?
Yeah.
Who is he?
He's a Santa Claus. He's a uncle. Or his brother. He's his cousin.
Yeah.
Cousin. His dodgy cousin.
His proper dodgy cousin.
He's proper dodgy.
He's Cockney, isn't he?
He's a Cockney cousin. That's yeah. It. He's a Cockney Santa.
Yeah.
He's all Christmas Steve. Oi. Oi, oi, Slack. Come here. Come on. Oi, oi, Treacle. Come here. I thought you said, I'll get you some Christmas pudding, Treacle. Come on.
Yeah.
I'll get you some Christmas Treacle.
Out of the back of my car.
Go on, come on, come on. He ain't got reindeers, he's got staffs.
Yeah.
Goes around with gold watches and shit.
He's all blinged up, he's wearing an inmate's fucking jumpsuit.
Yeah. He's giving out toys in the back of a lorry. Yeah, come on, come get this iPad. That doesn't say iPad, that says E-pad. Shut your face, you can't. Fuck it, it's free, isn't it? It's Christmas Steve.
What is it? Ain't even a tablet, it's a notebook.
An actual notebook.
Yeah, an actual...
with paper.
It doesn't even come with a pen.
What do you think I fucking made him, mate?
Is that a crayon?
It's some fucking chalk. Fuck off. Crimbo Steve.
Christmas Steve.
Christmas Steve. Oh, Christmas Steve. I don't know what else.
That is us now. We need to find out who Christmas Steve is. If anyone's got any information leading to the whereabouts and goings on of this dodgy, dodgy...
Christmas Steve.
Yeah.
Hashtag it. Christmas Steve.
Why don't they have him in the Coca-Cola adverts?
No, they haven't been in the Pepsi adverts.
Oh, he's in the Pepsi one.
Yeah. He's like, he fell out with Father Christmas when he was a kid.
Oh, right. Is it like, so this is a true story, like God and the Devil?
Yes, exactly. It's exactly the same, but they had to change their names.
Right.
For legal reasons.
To Santa Claus and Christmas Steve.
No, the other way around. They changed God and the Devil from... Because they were Christmas
Day.
Santa Claus.
Oh.
So they had to kind of like mix it about. Can't use it, you know, because Pepsi are like, I ain't fucking getting associated with it.
Yeah.
It was a legal battle. People lost their jobs.
The devil's old fashioned. We've got to have Christmas Steve. He's the in thing this month.
Today.
This
by the time this podcast comes out, people will be like, Christmas is over.
Yeah. We're going to find Christmas Steve on the fucking... curb outside, all pissed up.
I got a year to wait.
Yeah.
I got another year to go.
It's all done now.
Be like Blimey. Him and Blimey the Tramp.
Blimey the Tramp.
Yeah.
Is he a tramp?
He is. He's on the Oddcast podcast, we call Blimey out as a tramp with Zunes.
Oh, is he a tramp with a house? Hobo with a house?
He's hobo with a Zune.
With a zoo?
Yeah. Zune.
What's a Zune?
It's like a Microsoft version or Windows version of an iPod.
Right, oh, okay.
No one has.
No.
Because they suck.
They suck balls.
Yeah. But, I sent a thing, he's a blimey. Have you ever seen that, you know that thing that Marcus played at MovieCon?
Yeah.
I sent that to Blimey, right? And, he's called Sir Digby Chicken Caesar.
Well, that's the name of the song.
No, that's the name of the character.
Right, okay.
I'll see if I can play out. I've got the thing on here somewhere. Ooh, did you hear that?
I did. That sounded like a submarine.
Maybe it was a submarine. It
could be a submarine.
Well, where's that fucking thing gone? Here it is, look. So, Chicken Caesar. Here, come watch this, Bill.
Yeah, yeah. Come here. I'm sharpening my beer. Right, well, yeah, there's a couple of hobos walking down the street. I can't really see it too well because it's not facing me. Right, okay, so they've walked up to a pub table, they're gonna nick something. What are they gonna nick? Keys? Phone keys? So, it's they'll drink all of their food. Drink all their food?
On a lonely planet, spinning its way to damnation amid the fear and despair of a broken human race, who is left to fight for all that is good and pure and gets you smashed for under a fiver? Yes, it's the surprising adventures of me, Sir Digby Chicken Caesar.
Digby Chicken Caesar.
That's just a tramp that he pretends or thinks he's some kind of like, I don't know, a duke or something. But that's what the tramps do. The tramps think they are like, I'm the best person, you know what I'm saying? I choose to live on the streets.
I don't think are the tramps around here are as dignified as that.
I wish they were.
That'd be pretty cool.
You walk past and you'd be like, morning, but good morning, sir!
Yeah.
Could I bother you for a spare change?
I've spoken to a few hobos.
For a frappuccino. You're like, frappuccino, you posh tramp.
He don't even know what it is. He thinks it's food.
I need to go and get some heroin.
Yeah.
And, yes. And some sanitary towels. Oh, fucking hell, just threw Bill. What, damn. Completely missed my mouth. It weren't even close. Bill.
Yes.
Football.
Yes, mate.
2013 predictions, yeah?
Well, okay, what end of season predictions?
Yeah. Who's going to win the league?
United.
We're talking about Saka here. Saka! Yeah.
Manchester United.
Do you reckon Man United are going to win?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to get relegated?
QPR, Reading, maybe Wigan.
Ooh. The teams that nobody cares about. You think QPR get relegated? Well, with Harry Redknapp there. Oh, Harry.
He's got to spend some money. He's obviously going to... He's got to do some wheeling and dealing as Harry does, but QPR, he's got he needs Champion League form,
yeah,
to stay in the Premier League, like for the rest of the season. He needs to fucking do well, and he's got some players, but he's got like Tarap. He's going off to the Africa Cup of Nations, and he's a big player for QPR. Hasn't played all that much over the last 18 months or whatever. He played as much as what he should have done when he was in the Championship.
He was like the best player in the world, wasn't he? Man United were like, oh, we'll buy him.
I heard that this is from Tarap himself.
Yeah.
That Barcelona have been in contact with him. And are interested in buying him.
Barcelona B team.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got
He used to play for Spurs.
Oh, Tarap?
Yeah. He went from Spurs to QPR.
Really?
Yeah. He was shit at Spurs. Absolutely, he was absolutely diabolical. He was there when Redknapp was there. And Redknapp got rid of him because he said he was shit.
And now he's gone to QPR and he's stuck with him and he's telling him to stay, please don't go to the Africa Cup.
That's how bad his team is. He's one of his best players when he was the shittest player at Spurs. Mm-hmm. Well, I say he's shit, he just weren't very good at all. Every time he played, he didn't do fuck all. Yeah. But he's one of them players.
He needs to get on the ball.
He's just one of them players that he looks good because everyone else looks so bad.
Yeah.
And they're all struggling and playing it safe. And he's like, well, I'm going to fucking run round everyone.
Mm. And that's what he used to do in the Championship.
He looks like a flair player.
Yeah.
But then when you're playing in a game and you're fucking 3-0 down, you need someone to defend. He's like, now I'm going to run the ball round everyone. And just kicking lunks at him.
Just going to try and take it round 3 or 4 people. Mm. He tries that a lot. Some players can do it, you know, but if you're trying it constantly, you're just going to fucking look like, you're going to look shit. You look like a twat.
You will. Cocky players.
Yeah, and you're not, and you know, you can't lie about being approached by Barcelona, alright?
You ain't got to lie, Tarap.
Yeah.
You ain't got to lie. You've been called out. Cut the shit, Tarap. Cut the shit. Got a new catchphrase. If it's time to pick up a player or someone in the sports industry, so they cut the shit.
That's who we're going to dig out here.
Cut the shit.
Cut the shit.
Tweet.
I don't give a shit, man. Turn it off.
Alright. Fucking angry at me.
I'm gonna set you on fucking shit and shit.
I think I'm gonna set you on fire. I'm gonna set you on fire, motherfucker. You turn that tweet off. You stop tweeting, motherfucker. Gats it.
Who tweeted you?
Do you wanna read it out?
Was it Miss Greathead?
Nope. Victoria Ray.
Right, okay, is this important, or am I going to be like, right?
No, not really.
Okay, so read it then. There's no, where's the interruption is?
I've not forgotten about the not listening sign, by the way. I'll get it on Instagram soon for you.
Right, well.
The podcast.
Soon, right, is like now. Okay, that's soon.
Yeah.
How long have you been waiting for this?
Only since Friday.
Since Friday? What day is it today?
Sunday.
So in the time
Christmas
that
Steve.
In the time that she's written that tweet, she could have done it.
She could have.
She's sitting there saying, I'll do it. What are you stopping?
Do you know who she is, right? She is, she's a cam girl. Do you know what cam girls do?
Something to do with cameras.
They go online and they get all like, they make people pay to watch them sort of perform sexy strip teasers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, Corey from the Evil Teddy Bear podcast.
Yep.
Part of the Pod Gods Network.
Yeah.
Right. He interviewed her once.
Oh, okay.
Well, I say once. It wasn't even long ago, but a couple of weeks ago. And I
listened interview, did he tune into her thing? And
I don't know how. I don't know how he found her.
Can she, I do an interview with you?
Yeah, he did. Can I do a podcast? And she did. Yeah, so she went on the show. And had a quick chat. It was a really good chat. It was. She's very nerdy. She loved Lord of the Rings. She loves Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
She loves all stuff geeky and like that. So she's like proper nerd.
Yeah.
So she loved chatting nerd stuff with Corey. So I listened to it and then I sort of tweeted, "Oh, what a great episode, isn't it?" And I said because they mentioned it, they'd like to do a movie commentary on a film.
Oh, okay.
And I said, yeah, we should do one, like via Google Hangout. Mm-hmm. Do like a movie comp. And she said, yeah, right then. So Friday night at like 12 o'clock at my time, I did a Google Hangout movie comp with the two of them.
Yeah.
Where we watched Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
Okay, what's that film like?
That's a really funny film.
Yeah.
I like that film. It's good funny. It's good funny.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good funny. Yeah, so we did a live Google Hangout thing. It's live on YouTube, so you can watch the video on YouTube.
Yeah.
Like an hour and a half long of us sitting there, just you don't see the film, obviously. Mm. You just see us on the cameras chatting to each other.
Well, how did it go?
Really, really well, yeah.
Yeah, fun.
She's really fun. And what's funny though, me and her were talking, and Corey was watching the film. So like every like 5 minutes, I'd be like, "What's going on?" And Corey'd be like, "Well, today, blah, 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 this is what's happening." But no, she was cool. She's cool. We'll just check her out. I think
I might now. What?
And she's a cam girl. Because I was talking to her, like, what's a cam girl do? I didn't know what she meant by a cam girl. Because automatically I was thinking porn star.
So when I said camera, something to do with a camera, you sniggered.
Yeah, but it was a little bit of generalisation. I'd already given you half the fucking word.
Yeah, cam girl. So that's what I made up for it. You sniggered. And even you didn't know you had to ask her.
Stop saying sniggered.
You sniggered.
Yes, that's it.
You're like Dick Dastardly's dog.
But you know, I didn't know what it was, so I was like, right, I'm thinking straight away, like, oh, she's a porn, one of them porn ones, you know, when you go to the porn sites and they're all sitting there.
Did she get all up, fruited up?
I don't know, I didn't ask her, I felt a bit unbad, I didn't want to ask her.
I think we should go and find out.
I'm not paying for it.
No.
Oh, you have to pay for this shit? Yeah, you have to pay to get minutes with her and time with her, I think. Because there is another woman, I'm not going to give her name, I can't bother. In case she doesn't, don't fucking talk about me. But she's on Twitter and she does like the adult cam stuff.
Yeah.
And she's like always posting pictures of her boobs and half a minge.
Really?
Yeah, all the time. And she's from Chelmsford. I will show you, like, when we're not recording, I'll show you who she is.
Yeah.
And yeah, she's awesome. So straight away,
I've seen her before.
When I hear like cam girl, I think that. But no, she's saying, no, it's like a nerdy thing. It's she's got a niche, like, geeky guys like to see her sort of. I don't know. Maybe I'm not giving doing any justice by saying what I'm saying.
Yeah, makes but sense. She takes her clothes off for money.
I don't know if she gets naked. But I think maybe she just sort of strips down to a certain like a bra and pants. And
yeah, because Joel follows a few like random people on Twitter.
Joel's a pervert, though.
Yes, well, and Joel was like, "Yeah, check this out." So he showed me some of these women that he follows. And these women just posting pictures with their bits out. All their bits out all the time.
On Twitter. Yeah, that's what I mean.
I'm a little bit naive. I didn't think people would be so barefaced to just fucking.
But then if they're trying to get people to come and watch you on cams, then they're going to post it. So then people are going to like, try and get up a like, conversation with them. And then she'd be like, well, why don't you come meet me in my room, in my cam room, and at £5 a minute.
Okay, why would you? You've already shown me everything.
That's true. Maybe she's like, you want to see more? You can see me in the flesh.
Yeah. Oh.
That see works, isn't it?
In the flesh, what, like meet up?
No, just over video camera.
Right. Okay.
Cam to cam. Ass to ass.
Yeah. We, I walked in on a conversation last week. I went to, went to this place. As I walked in, I heard this bloke say about the human centipede. And he said yeah. to one of the other drivers. And I was like, that is a cracking film. I said, you've got to watch it. And they said about it, and I told them, like, what the film is. And they all sort of pulled faces, and I was like, yeah, it's a very festive film. You should watch it. Check it out. To walk in, and someone's talking about the human centipede. How many of them films have been made? Where's your mic? Put your mic in your hand.
Where's the bottle opener?
I've got it here.
Well, I was trying to do it while you were talking, so I didn't have to then put the mic down. But, yeah, only two.
Just two. That's too many. Sick bastards. Fucking is fucking grim. So what he said about it. He was like, yeah, it's about these geezer that stitches these dead bodies together. I said, no.
No. I know.
They do not stitch dead bodies together. They stitch bodies
together.
Don't
you hate when people try and talk about stuff as if they know what they're talking about and have no idea?
I do that a lot myself.
Do you?
But I'm good at blagging it, I think.
Well, what have you said that you blagged? Like, when you talk about sports?
Yeah.
Are you pretty good at sports?
I know a little bit, but to be honest, I won't sort of dig myself a hole that I can't get out of.
No.
Because I'm a terrible liar. If someone asks me something, I'm not sharp enough to come up with a lie on the spot. So if someone asks me something, like if a customer moans about this or that, I'm just quick with the truth. And I say it and I'm like, shit. Shouldn't have said that.
This is like, Billy, did you drop that parcel off? No! Oh, fuck!
Yeah.
Could you think a quick response is the right response?
It's always what actually happened.
See, I'm quite good at blagging it sometimes.
Yeah, you lie all the time. You always lie to me.
Oh, we're still going back to that now.
Yeah.
Fucking lie. You're always lying. You ain't got to lie.
You ain't got to lie.
You ain't got to lie. Right, Bill.
Yes, mate.
Pod Gods Network. We are part of the Pod Gods Network. Don't you know?
Yes, I do know.
Yes. And what we're going to do, we're going to play out a little trailer promo for them. I don't know why I call it a trailer, it's a promo. It can't be a fucking trailer unless they actually have a narrative.
Like, coming soon to a podcast near you. Evil Teddy Bear Podcast.
I don't know.
That worked.
That was you're struggling there. You got the microphone by your knee while you get to Rizzler.
Just going to roll in my cigarette.
But yeah, Pod Gods Network. If you go to podgodsnetwork.com, you can... I update the site again, because that's what I do.
Again? What, since we last spoke about it?
No, I have one site, barkerpodcast.webs.com, yep. But then I did the Pod Gods site as well. And yeah, so if you go there, you can see all the podcasts there. Loads of them. We've got music ones, you've got film ones, you've got sports ones, you've got comedy banter ones, all across the world. Mainly UK and England, though.
UK and England?
UK and America, though.
Sometimes you bet you wish we weren't actually recording some of the things we said.
I can edit this.
Where are the other ones? We've got ones that are not in UK and England.
We've got some in America.
Yeah.
A lot in the Grand fucking Rapids. The fuck? I've never heard of Grand Rapids before I start knowing these people from the podcast. Now every fucking podcast is from Grand Rapids, apparently.
Grand Rapids? What's Grand Rapids?
What's Grand Rapids?
What's Grand Rapids?
It's a place. In
it's
a
place?
In near Michigan or near in Indiana? I don't know. I think it's Michigan.
Right, so how many are from this particular region?
About five.
Really? Do they all know each other?
No, they don't. They do now, because they're part of the Podgods.
Yeah.
But we're going to play a promo.
Play that promo.
Right, we've got a choice of two, Bill.
Yep.
You get to pick one, right? We got either Get In Character podcast.
Yep.
Or the Random Variety Show.
Right, now.
So Bill gets to choose what you're going to hear a promo for.
Right, don't you judge me.
Don't judge me.
I'll have to go Get Into Character. Nothing against the Royal Variety Show.
It wasn't the Royal Variety Show. The Random Variety Show.
I don't know.
You hate him.
Who?
He's going to start some beef with the Van der Vaart. He's going to get on his high horse. He's going to start tweeting you and go, motherfucker!
I don't think he follows me on Twitter. He don't even know who I am.
I'll make him follow you. I'll send him a tweet saying, Billy thinks your show's shit.
No, whoa, is this... Have you just victimised me?
I'm starting a war. I'm starting a pod god's battle war. Getting some shit. You need some enemies, Bill.
I need some enemies.
You need some enemies.
Oh, Adam's getting all jealous. So I've got too many pals.
Got some pals. You need to fucking fuck your ideas.
To hate me.
You need to sort it out. More people need to hate Bill.
There are a lot of people that hate me already. Yeah. A little nod of the head.
Just not on Twitter.
Any acknowledgement. Yeah. But, yeah. I don't give a fuck.
Right. Okay, well, here they are. Get in the character podcast.
Hi, I'm Tommy Gunn.
I'm Chubby McCarlson.
And we're getting the character.
Yes.
We're a podcast.
We are.
We're on the Pod Gods Network.
We're on that too.
PodGodsNetwork.com.
That's a website, yep.
Yeah, where can you follow us on Twitter, Chubby?
At GIC Podcast.
Yeah, where can you follow you on Twitter?
At Chubby McCarlson.
Where can they follow me on Twitter?
At Thomas Gunn.
Wow, this is amazing.
At Murder Party 1.
That's our band. We're in a band also.
That's just another way to get a hold of us.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're not trying to, like, get Twitter popular or nothing.
Not at all.
But you know what? You can also go to our blog at gicpodcast.blogspot.com, subscribe to us on iTunes, and you can follow us on Stitcher, your mobile app.
So really, all I have to do is type in some shit
and fucking find us.
Why would I ever want to do that?
Because we're fucking hilarious.
We say funny things.
We swear a lot.
And we swear a lot.
We're not safe for your work.
We're also into stuff.
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 Lots of stuff.
Lots of good stuff.
If you like stuff like we like stuff.
We all like stuff.
And maybe you should listen to Get Into Character.
And maybe you should get into character yourself.
Yeah, by, you know, getting into some stuff.
Getting into stuff and character. Yeah,
stuff and character. That sounded like a sex move.
Also, the Pod Gods Network.
.com.
Having sex in the butt.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Bill.
Adam.
Back to the soccer talk.
Yes. Oh, what, we're going back onto the soccer.
Back onto the soccer talk. Because there's not too much going on in the world of sport.
I looked at it. To the end of the year, it's sort of...
It's quieting down.
Down a little bit.
Quieting down. It's about, I just wanted to talk about moving into 2013. And they have a transfer window. In January.
It's pretty exciting, isn't it?
I get a little bit excited.
I do.
But I also get annoyed.
Okay.
Because you get sucked in with all the, like... Everybody in January, apparently halfway through a season, it wouldn't happen anywhere else, mm-hmm. in anything in life,
yep.
this wouldn't happen. But middle of the season, and they go, right, this best player's going to go here, their best player's going to go here, this best player, this player's going here. And all these players are apparently leaving and going to other clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, no, they're not. Stop lying. Cut yeah. the shit.
Yeah.
Cut there's always the gonna
be,
shit.
But there's always going to be speculation.
But that's all it is. And then you end up having like one player go... And he's some guy from Dundee United going to Peterborough that no one cares about.
Yeah. It's not we don't care about you, mate, but, you know, it don't really directly affect us.
No.
People do care. People. I bet the people of Dundee might care. Let's go, just go out and call them all cunts and then they won't care. That's how you do
Scottish
it.
Scottish football's shit, though, isn't it?
He's pretty bad, but... Scotland's a pretty small place.
Yeah.
It's better than the Welsh League.
Yeah.
Or the Irish League.
But they're still shit.
You know, Scottish football gets on Sky Sports.
Only because of Scots Moan. And that's how they get a little bit of revenue, isn't they? But yeah, no one watches. They get to. Like, what, 10 teams to a league?
Yep.
They
12 in the Scottish Premier Division.
No one watches it. What is that dog doing?
I don't know.
Buddy, stop it now. Thank you.
You've been told.
Look at me.
Yeah, so, yeah, go on. Carry on. Where was you going with your Scottish football rant?
It's pointless. it's fucking pointless. I'm not a fan of Scottish football at all.
Do you think that they should be put into like the English leagues
yeah.
then?
Yeah, because they wouldn't get in the Premier League. They'd be like League 2.
Celtic would...
be Championship.
Do you reckon they'd be a Championship team? Mm-hmm. They'd win the Championship.
Well, then they'd have to, but then they can go out in the Premier League. Then they go back down again.
I don't know, I could see them as being like a mid-table sort of team.
Like a Stoke.
I was thinking exactly that, Stoke.
A team that don't do anything, just sort
they're
of hover.
Just, yeah, they're just a place filler.
They're there to make numbers up.
Yes. Like, well, a bit like West Ham. But we're doing all right. exceeding expectations at the moment.
But did you think you were going to do shit this season?
I didn't think we was going to do shit, but the aim was to just, first season back, just stay up. That's all the aim has got to be for any team coming into the Premiership, is just stay up for the first season, you know, get your footings in, and then build from that. We think we're looking to buy some people in January. Don't know who. Sam Allardyce is going to see who's available.
Some guy from Dundee, probably.
Yeah, shout out from Dundee. Go call them all cunts.
You can't leave us!
Yeah.
Where are you going? I'm going to play football!
What about players that put in transfer requests that want to leave? You hear about Bosinga?
Bosingwa?
Yeah.
Who's he play for?
QPR.
Queen's Park Rangers, Harry's team. Paul Bam.
Harry Redknapp's team. He refused to be a sub.
Refused?
Refused to be a sub.
Why?
It's Bosingwa. He was playing Champions League football last year, and he's come to a team where he's really got to fight, because the team ain't that great, you know, and they're struggling, you know, fucking terribly, and he wants to get in the team, but if he's not doing it himself, if he's not training hard enough, he don't get picked.
No.
And it's down to him. You can't moan. It's up to him if he plays or not. You know, the manager's going to make a decision, but if he's not working hard enough, training hard enough and playing well, then he ain't going to get picked. So why fucking sulk? Stop being a bitch.
Cut the shit, Bosingwa.
Right. Yeah.
Cut the shit, Bosingwa.
I don't think... I can't see Redknapp playing him again.
No. I fucking know.
I'll pick him, but...
He's going to sell him to Dundee United.
He will. He's already gone round QPR calling everyone cunts.
You're like, where you going? I'm going to play football. Well, we don't give a shit. We got Bosingwa coming.
This is Scotland.
We're going to... You can take our... but you can take our players, but you can't take our Bosingwa.
It's a Bosingwa revolt in Scotland.
To the Hobbit. We're going to go back to the Hobbit. What happened to the Hobbit, Bill? Oh no, I went and saw it.
You went and saw it. I didn't see it. I didn't see it. You don't like these sorts of films, oh dear.
See, I'm a bit... Since Game of Thrones, I'm a bit more into them.
Yeah.
Before Game of Thrones, and it was just Lord of the Rings walking.
Yeah.
Put me off. But Game of Thrones is kind of... I'm there now.
Game of Thrones has
put me sort of there so I can see it a bit more and appreciate it a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to see The Hobbit. But then again, I told you before, if I go and see a film, I'm in the cinema.
Yeah.
I can't go anywhere.
You're stuck there.
And I'll just enjoy it.
You're trapped.
And it's a big screen, big, like, good sound, good picture.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of happy, I'll just go with it. I won't complain, I'll just get on with it.
Big names in it?
Yeah, loads of big names.
Big names and little hobbits.
Big names, little people. Oh, Martin Freeman plays Bilbo.
Yeah.
You know who Martin Freeman is?
Martin Freeman is not the man who does the voiceovers on them adverts, is he?
What adverts?
That's Morgan Freeman.
That's Morgan. Martin Freeman's the guy from The Office, and he's Sherlock.
What, the English fella?
Yeah.
The English Office?
Yeah. Yeah, not Ricky Gervais.
No.
And not the weird-looking guy.
The one from the Tim. Space film.
Hitchhiker's Guide.
Yes.
Yeah. He's Bilbo, he's good.
No, I don't know who he is.
Never heard of him. But no, yeah, Hobbit's good. I enjoyed it. But you got to wait now to fucking another year for the next one. And then another year after that for the third one.
What, Hobbit? They're making more Hobbit films. I thought there was four books. Okay.
Yeah, there was four books. There's four books. There's a Hobbit, and then you've got the three Lord of the Rings books, right?
Yep, but they've split up the first one into...
Three films.
Fucking...
I don't know why. I don't know how.
They are fucking squeezing it, aren't they?
Yeah, but it's still a good film.
It's another trilogy.
It is. It's crazy shit.
What about Star Wars? It's being remade by Disney, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And Lucasfilm, though. Disney aren't really going to put that much input into it. They're going to just get people in to come and make it.
They're going
to
fund it.
And then they're going to make loads of money out of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. They're not going to say, well, I've got to put Goof in it. None of that shit. Everyone's saying, oh, it's going to be fucking shit now. Disney got control. No.
Is Lucas still going to be involved in?
Not really.
It's his story, though. He's already written it, isn't he?
I think he's got like the push and saying, oh, we've got these ideas, and they'll probably just go with some of the ideas, but he won't have final say in it.
No, he's had about...
Because he's given it up, that's the whole point. He gave it up.
He's written a lot, hasn't he? There's a lot of TV shows he's already... There was 9 original films, weren't there, that he wrote?
I don't think there was 9. He hasn't written them, I don't think.
Yeah, first 3. We studied it at Baddo. In our English class.
Yeah, he wrote...
We spent 6 months watching
Star Wars.
He wrote
4, 5 and 6, and he had the ideas of 1, 2 and 3. Mm-hmm. And then he went 20, 30 years later, went and made 1, 2 and 3. But he never written down 7, 8 or 9. He said he always had ideas, but he never wrote them down.
Oh. Is there not a TV show, Star Wars TV show?
Yeah, there's like a cartoon, isn't there? Clone Wars.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. So I'm not much of a Star Wars fan.
No.
No. I watch them.
Yeah.
I don't cream open.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Princess Leia.
I'll get into it.
Jabba the Hutch. Jabba the Hutch.
Princess Leia, she was pretty hot, but it was Princess Amidala.
Natalie Portman.
She's the fucking hot one.
She's about 7 in one of them.
No, she's not. The little kid's 7, she doesn't age. And he gets older and older, and I'm like, was she just stuck in a fucking time zone or something? She just stays 18.
Yeah, dwarf.
Forever. The little boy grows up. And she goes and has sex with that little boy.
It sounds really creepy now.
Well, that's what she happens. She did groom him.
Anakin Skywalker was groomed.
Yeah.
That's why he came Darth Vader. Because when he got older, he was like, bitch, groom me.
Yeah.
She's pregnant. Bitch, groom me, motherfucker.
Yeah. He was that close to being...
I can't touch.
Being violated by Jimmy Savile as well.
Jimmy Savile was in the film.
He was.
He was in R2-D2.
Following him about everywhere.
Yeah. He was actually in R2-D2.
Yeah.
What a pervert. Billy, 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 Bill, Billy, 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 Billy.
Nice little song.
Who did you say was going to win the Sports Personality of the Year? Can you remember? You know we had this conversation last episode. BBC Sports Personality of the Year.
Was it the last episode?
It was the last episode. Oh. We sat down and discussed it, and we were like, who's going to win? We named all 12, and we picked. And I think I said Jessica Ennis. But she comes second.
I'm pretty sure I said...
With a nice bum.
Bradley Wiggins.
I don't think you did.
No, I didn't.
I can't even go back and listen. After this, I'll probably go back and listen to it. And go, oh, you fucking motherfucker. You said... You didn't say Andy Murray, did you?
No.
Did you say Mo Farah?
I don't think it was Mo Farah.
You might have said Ennis. Jess N.
Possibly, but... Would she do a heptathlon?
Yeah. I think you said her and I said Mo Farah.
It might have been her, actually, yeah.
Well...
Only because I think because of what she done. She's a heptathlon.
Nice body.
Of course, man, she's an athlete.
A lot of athletes out there ain't got a nice body like her.
What, like body built like the weightlifters and the Russian female hammer throwers?
Hammer throwers. Well, they got to be Russian. Stereotype. Bit racist. Cut the shit, Bill.
Cut the shit. It's not racist at all.
No, Jessica, she got like nice. Like, I'm not really into really muscly women. I'd say like most men.
What, have you seen Jodie Marsh?
Jodie Marsh is probably the most I could be attracted to at that
sort of muscular sort of level.
Yeah, do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
She's at the point where you're like, right, if you got any bigger, I wouldn't. But at the moment, yes, okay. She's not too bad.
I think she does like fanny pumps so that, you know, she's got a muscle in her fanny and, you know, looks like a big cock and balls as well.
Do you remember there was a girl at our school who used to sit down and do fanny farts? Don't say her name.
I won't say her name, but she used to do it a lot. And I remember I used to say, oi, can you do one? If she'd do one, I'd call her a dirty bitch.
Yep. And then she'd be like, oh, don't fucking tell me to do it then. We're like, well, don't do it then when we ask you
don't
to do it.
Don't do it, exactly. She never learned. I'd tell her to do it fucking loads of times. She'd do it. Oh, yeah. Fucking
think
disgusting.
Think it was funny.
It's not.
Like, cut the shit.
It's not.
Stop it. Yeah. We're only messing about. We're kids. We just want to make you, make a fool of yourself. Yeah, she killed herself. No, she didn't. She didn't. We didn't bully anyone at school.
No.
Did you? You didn't bully anyone, did you?
I didn't bully. Look at the size of me. Who can I bully? I'm Billy, not bully.
But yeah, Jessica Ennis. She's got like one of them six packs that you're like, that actually suits a woman.
Looks alright there, yeah. It's not too much.
So, because you know you got some of them female wrestlers.
What, like China?
Well, yeah, you have got the big China one, the big ones. So where inch. You're like, I'm scared of that.
Yeah.
That's inch. That's crazy.
I'm strangely aroused.
You've got the other ones, which are just athletic. They're like, I don't know, cheerleaders.
Yeah.
They've got nice bodies, athletic bodies.
Can you remember any of their names? Of the old WWF women? Like back in the day. Of like think. Ultimate Warrior and Doink the Clown.
Not them days. They didn't have women wrestlers then.
There was women.
Not many.
And they used to have cat fights.
They didn't really. I mean, they went into a time in the WWF where they did actually have, or WWE, they actually had like Stacey Keibler.
I don't
and
know.
Tori.
Tori.
Tori Wilson. Yeah. There was, and some, they had wrestlers like that. Uh-huh. And they were quite nice. And what was the bird who was had red hair? Lita. She had red hair. She'd like be with Grebo.
I think I remember her.
They're all quite butch, but they were like cheerleading sort of types.
But they would wrestle as well.
They would cheerlead. They'd actually
wrestling cheerleaders.
Like, yeah. But yeah, sports personality. Yeah. Jessica Ennison, a nice bum, tight ass.
Yeah, she didn't win it though.
No.
Who won it, Adam?
Bradley Wiggins, the guy that got hit off his bike not too long ago.
Yeah, he wasn't wearing any. He was wearing all black. Riding a push bike on the road.
Yeah, I know. What a fucker. But he won it. No, they said he deserved it because he was the first British man to win Tour de France.
Ever, yeah.
Ever. It's a fucking achievement.
Yeah.
And then 3 weeks later, went and won gold medal in the time trials at the Olympics.
Yep.
So you kind of think, yeah, you did all right there. Fucking and he's won quite a few golds at Olympics now.
Yeah.
And he's quite a cool bloke. You ever seen? He's a bit like a rock star.
Everyone came mad for his sideburns.
Yeah, he shaved them off. He had the sideburn, he shaved them off when everyone going on about him. He's one of them people, I don't think, he likes to kind of play the whole publicity game.
Yeah. So go against what people are saying, if they like saying he'll do something else. Yeah. Is he a rebel?
Yeah, I think that's what he's like, a rock star, like a Liam Gallagher sort of, I don't give a shit.
Where's he from?
I don't know.
I bet he's from Manchester.
I think he might be, actually, because he likes the Oasis and all that.
Yeah, what are you putting on the telly? Oh, was there a dog on there, was there?
There was a dog, so the dog was barking, so...
Right, okay.
Just put some shit on. Oh, Bad Santa.
Bad Santa.
You ever seen it?
No, I haven't.
It's a good film.
But I've seen a little bit of it.
We can watch a bit after we finish this.
No, yeah. I think we shouldn't because there's adverts.
All right, Moni.
It puts me off. I don't want to watch a film with adverts in.
No?
No, you've got 10 minutes. You watch 10 minutes of film, get into it, adverts for 5 minutes. Watch 10 minutes of film, adverts for 5 minutes. And that's what it is every 10 minutes. It?
Yeah.
It's not every fucking... And what it is, Channel 5 will do, is they'll suck you into a film, right, because they won't play adverts for 35 minutes.
Right.
So you get into the film, you've watched 35 minutes, you're committed.
Yeah.
Okay, you can't go anywhere, you started to enjoy it.
You can't go anywhere.
Then adverts come on, you're like, oh, fucking adverts. Oh, but you know, we've watched 35 minutes, there's only one advert. 10 minutes later, boom, second advert break. 10 minutes later, boom, boom, third advert break. So that's why I don't watch movies on TV.
Boom.
BBC, they don't have adverts. No.
The only reason they have adverts is...
But BBC don't play films.
No, it's not about films. It's not about that. The reason BBC don't have adverts is because it's paid by the money they get... is
for the TV license.
TV license. Yeah. So they don't need to fund any more money. Whereas every other channel has to make their money through advertising.
Advertising.
So... there you go. Bill, you got any stories to tell anyone? You know, last episode story about a tramp baby in Bulgaria really caught the imagination.
I know, we had a bit of feedback off of the Blimey because he enjoyed that story.
I think a lot of people did.
Yeah?
People were like, the fuck is he holding a fucking tramp baby for?
Yeah.
What's all that shit? So have you got anything... else in a Billy Locker?
I do.
Billy Locker.
Yeah, there we go. Here we go.
Unlock that fucking vault.
Unlock the vault.
Tell us a story, Bill. Billy story time.
I've got a story, but I want to get a few stories in my head so I can, like, for the other podcast, I can, you know, I've got a few to tell. I'm sorry, there's women gyrating on round poles with their boobies hanging out.
Yeah, boy.
It's bad centre. It is. Yeah, well, it was, how many years ago now? six years ago, me and 11 friends went to Ibiza. So there's 12 of us. There's six men, six women. And we all went out there and, we stayed in this hotel. We got there, this hotel was horrible, man. Didn't have air conditioning. I couldn't fucking sleep at night. We was getting back at like 7 in the morning after being out on a piss, but.
Was it like the in-betweeners hotel?
It was.
You shit on the floor, you owe me $50!
Yeah, that bloke walks out of the house and he's like, hey, you owe me $50!
50 euros! Hey, you owe me 50 euros!
And, it was a bit like that, but not quite so yeah. Terrible. I slept in the bathroom one night. I was that hot, I wanted to go somewhere cool, so I laid in the bath with no water in it. I just thought this is the coldest room anywhere near me right now. I lay near, yeah, and I couldn't find anywhere to sleep. I had to sleep fucking naked a couple of nights because it couldn't have any quilts and it was fucking ridiculous. My mates didn't appreciate it waking up in the morning. There's me.
Your penis and teabagging them.
Yeah, completely. So we got to the hotel. We like signed in and they was like, right, okay, we've got one room ready for you. We're just waiting for the other one. They said, we was like, all right then, like, girls, if you want to take the room, like, you go and put your stuff in. I said, we'll chill out. We'll wait for our room to come available and then we'll go in us. They was like, yeah, okay. So the girls have gone up, got in their room. And like, it was only like about 15 yards to our room at the opposite end of the corridor. That's where we went. So then, about half an hour later, we've gone to our room, got in there, la-di-da. We've been there about 2 days. And as was every morning, the girls are coming to our room. We talk about what we're going to do in the day. Are we going to go to the beach, or are we going to go, you know, down to a bar or around a swimming pool or whatever? We was all in there talking. And then the door sort of like flew open. And one of the girls, Carla, come in. And her face was in her hands. And she's like, oh God, oh no. What's the matter? She's like, oh no, you're not going to believe it. I was like, no, come and tell us what's happening. She's like, oh, it's fucking horrible. She said, go and have a look. So we've gone into the room, opened the door, okay. I was like, what's the matter? She's like, look up at the walls. So we had a look up the walls, and there is shit all up the walls, okay. And then we scanned across the beds. There's shit all across the beds, and then there's shit across where we've only been there like a couple of days. They've unpacked all of their stuff. Suitcases are open, shit in the suitcases. Inside one of them was a shoe
like a trainer
like a shoe, none of ours.
Yeah,
and it had poo in it. Okay,
a poo shoe.
It was a poo shoe. It was the poo shoe. Okay, the poo shoe of Ibiza. I think it just travels around random apartment rooms and gets tossed from here to there by a pretty sick person.
The poo fan, the phantom pooer.
He's a phantom
pooer. Phantom poo thrower.
So we was like, oh no, fucking hell. So we've gone and told the reception, we was like, look, we want a different room. We've got to change all of this and that. They had to go and get all their clothes washed and or they might have thrown them away and shit.
Might have thrown them away. Other people's fucking poo all over it.
What we made, like, we've got in it, and all of us helped except one of the blokes. Okay, I'm not going to name who it was. Alright, he just sat in the room. He wouldn't come and help.
So laughing, we was like, right? Just laughing.
No, just like, I ain't going to fucking help.
I ain't touching that shit.
Yeah, exactly. It was fucking disgusting. And
I know which one it is.
Yeah, you know it is. Yeah. And I bet you weren't surprised. But yeah, we've like helped them, they've changed rooms and that. And what we can make out is because the girls had left their balcony door open, okay, and we was on the first floor.
Oh, that's just asking for trouble.
Okay, we was on the first floor. So what this person has done, right, he's taken the time to take his shoe off,
yep.
Okay, shit in the shoe, and lob it through the balcony, like, doors. Okay, so we can't work out is if he's just lobbed it or if he's like done like a cowboy and he's held like the shoe by his laces, swung it around. But end of the day, it was a fucking cracking shot.
I was going to say, what a fucking shot.
He could have just hit the wall and been like, what a waste of poo and my shoe. And he'd climb up there, get his shoe back and be like, I'm going to try it again.
Could have been Jessica Ennis.
could have
years been. Before the Olympics, yeah. When she, you know, won the shot put, whatever.
She got pissed up one
the javelin.
Yeah,
she's like, how did you train for the javelin? I went to Ibiza, I lost throw poo around.
Yeah,
I used to shit in shoes and throw them against the people's balconies. It could be Jessica Ennis shit.
What goes through someone's head?
I don't think much when you're doing that. I think if
you wake up
if someone decides that they're going to poo in a shoe and throw it, there's not much else left in their head to really go through. It's like no consequences.
I'm just going to poo in a shoe and fucking see what I can do.
That's it. I'm going to poo in a shoe.
So yeah, you fucking lobbed it through there.
Did you touch it?
No, I didn't touch any of the poo. I just moved the stuff that didn't have poo on it.
I would have been with the other guy. I ain't fucking touching
this
shit.
Yeah, I know. You'd just sit there and watch it as well. We all fucking laughed.
But I wouldn't be moaning. I'd be laughing. I'd be like, fucking poo. Because you're calling it poo as well, make me laugh as well.
Poop.
I'd be like, poop.
Yeah.
Poop mouth.
So yeah, it was quite happy. It was early on in the holiday, so we could move on. And I think they got a room that was higher up. So they couldn't get a poo shoe through.
That's a challenge.
Who was that person walking around? Did he take the other shoe off so it didn't look weird? Or did he just walk around with one shoe on and shit all down his leg?
He had to think about it again. Better take this other shoe off. Because people might think I'm weird. Yeah. Apart from the dozens of people that have walked past him, he lobbed shit into other people's balconies.
Did he get toilet paper on him as well?
No.
Just pooed. No wipe. And
no, it was
that hot out there. He's walking around with
crusty poo on his bum.
It would be crusty. That would just be moist. And
yeah. It makes you wonder if he was a local, like Ibiza sort of regular guy just walking around like a tramp, or he was just a party goer who got drunk and thought, I need a shit. Where should I put it? I'm going to throw it.
I don't think it was alcohol. It definitely wasn't alcohol.
Like, if it was an alcohol poo, it'd be runny.
It was probably on some ecstasy or some ketamine or something like that. He had to be on something to be thinking on that sort of level.
So this is what I'm going to do.
This is great entertainment. Do you think he laughed when he done it? He let out a little war cry and then smeared poo under his eyes. So
that fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger in Predator.
Yeah.
When he's hiding in
around
the
his face and that.
He just threw the poo.
So at least we know, we've painted a pretty graphic picture. I don't know, we know what he done. What his war cry was. That he probably missed that shoe. But he's very grateful that he could have a poo. He probably just thought he was busting for a shit. And he was like, I need to do it somewhere and dispose of it.
I want to dispose of it. Yeah. Don't want it near me.
Not just gonna poo on the floor. He's like, what kind of person do you think I am? Hey, just going to poo on the floor? That's disgusting. No, I want to poo in a shoe. That's what I want to do. I'm going to do the gentlemanly thing. I'm going to keep the streets clean.
Yeah.
And throw it,
I ain't littering.
Throw it through that balcony door.
Yeah, that one seems open. Yeah. Maybe if I throw it, I can get it into the toilet. Okay, Billy.
Adam.
That's enough.
Yeah.
We have discussed sports enough today.
Loads.
Even though we haven't really
crammed full of it, man.
We haven't even touched on it. But it's Christmas.
Been touched on it. What are we talking about? The podcast or?
A little bit of both, really. It's the podcast that touches you. Yeah. Cut the shit, alright? Yeah.
Have you been violated?
You've been violated by this podcast.
By us too.
But no, it's been a interesting podcast.
Yeah.
We've learnt a lot. I'm sure people have got tips now on how to throw poo from a shoe.
Yes. It's the new craze.
It, the cowboy. That's what you
the
got.
The cowboy is what it's known as.
That's what it's known as. But it's Christmas.
It is.
Depending on when you listen to this, if you listen to this after Christmas, I hope you had a good one.
Yes.
If you listen to this after New Year, I hope you had a good New Year. So technically, if you listen to this in January.
If you're listening to it, I hope you're well and you're having a good time and you are very, very happy.
Isn't that a nice message from Billy there?
And I mean it. I hope you are very, very happy.
Sounded a bit
if you are listening to this.
Second time. Oh, if you're listening to this, I hope you're happy with yourself.
Yes.
I hope you are happy with yourself, okay? Jesus. Yep, yeah, it's been a It's Not Soccer podcast. The sports podcast with
Yeah. A little bit of this and that.
A little bit of this and that. Cut the shit. We cut the shit here. Mm-hmm. That's what we do.
It's been a podcast about poop.
Yeah, hasn't it? Really? It's been a shitty podcast.
It's been a shitty, shitty podcast.
Okie dokie. So well, I think we should like sign out and wish everyone a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Is that an actual song?
Yeah, it goes all like Spanish. It goes, money, nanny, na.
It doesn't, does
money,
it?
Money, nanny, na, na, na.
Is it like the ketchup song?
Money, nanny, na, 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 na. I got it here, actually. I'll play it. Money, 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 money. Money, mommy, na. Money, mommy, na. Actually, I'll play the actual song because it's better sounding.
Yeah, play that shit. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Is this going to come through?
It should do. It's loud enough.
Is this an actual Christmas song?
Yes.
Have you got your Christmas album?
Oh, yes.
Adam's actually got a little jig to it. You're proper dancing. The bottom of his heart. That's better than Bass Hunters. That shit.
And I mean
song.
That.
Have you heard Bass Hunters' latest one?
He's got a latest one out.
He's got a Christmas song for this year that he's brought out.
I know he released Jingle Bells not too long ago.
That's what it is.
That's a couple of years back.
Was it? I thought that was like brand new.
No, I'll find it on YouTube.
Bass
Hunter, yeah?
Yeah, Vernon Kay played it on Radio 1, and I swear, I nearly ripped the radio out of the van and fucking pooed in a shoe and threw it into someone's car window as they went passing by.
Bass Hunter Jingle Bells.
This is the worst Christmas song ever.
It's 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
So there we go, this is Jingle Bells of Bass Hunter. Oh, I got an advert coming up, so. Let's mute that motherfucker for a bit. Yeah, that's the thing with Christmas singles, isn't it? Like, some of them are really catchy.
Yeah.
Some of them are really shit. I love that. My niece, nanny, na. I don't know what it means.
Merry Christmas.
It probably just means Merry Christmas. Yeah. But I've never really looked into it.
Or it's like mince pie or something. You cunt. A proper cunt. Like this, right, is cunt cupboard worthy.
Oh, it's getting a bit dubstep, a bit bassy, man, yeah!
This is not dubstep, and it is just fucking horrible.
It's made me want to fucking pop my head. Yeah, let's go! Merry
Christmas. It sounds like it could be made by, like, politicians, the voices they're singing. And they think that they could reach out to the youngsters of Britain with a very catchy song that they'll all, yeah, what songs do you reckon they'd like? What tune? Oh, this one's perfect.
What a fucking awful song.
Bass Hunter.
I love Jingle Bells. Jingle Bells is a great Christmas song.
Has that not just ruined it?
But I can forgive, not forgive, I can forget that one. Think about a good one.
I will never forgive.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
And I will never forget.
I wanna
Bass
wish
Hunter.
You a Merry Christmas.
You have tarnished Christmas for me.
In me?
No, Bass Hunter.
So what have I done?
You have ruined Christmas for me. That's going on record, okay? This is down now. This year, I'm going to have a really bad Christmas.
Don't, Bill.
Because of that song.
Oh, Bill, don't.
Come on, man. He shouldn't. Well, he's doing it on purpose.
Bill, this is you. This is you, up.
Hey! Yeah! Yeah, that's made me happy.
Yeah.
Now it's Christmas. Feliz Navidad.
Go, Bill.
Feliz Navidad.
Go, Bill.
This is still good.
Wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. Go, Bill.
I wish you a Merry Christmas.
From the bottom of my heart. Yeah, boy. Yeah. See, if that don't get people in the Christmas spirit. especially the people that are listening in January. Because we record this on Christmas Steve.
Christmas Steve.
Christmas Steve! So, yeah, you probably missed. Unless you're listening during, like, Christmas has gone. It's in that period in between Christmas and New Year. And you're like, I've got nothing to do. I ain't got no work to do.
Shopping, mate.
You've just listened to this.
Going into the sales. You're going to rinse up.
Boy.
Rinse up. Look sharp.
Rinse up. Look sharp. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
It's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
Okay, should we sign that then, Bill?
Yeah, I think we should, man.
Okay, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
To It's Not Soccer Podcast.
Yeah.
With me, Adam. You can follow me on Twitter, at Barker Podcast. And
Bilo66, B-I-L-O-6-6.
Yeah, on the Twitter. If you go to BarkerPodcast.webs.com, you can listen to every other podcast that we do. MovieCom.
Yep.
Oddcast. Ask an American.
Ask an American.
Pod, God damn it. Panic Stations. This. And you can go back and listen to the What the Fuck is Billy Night. Still there.
He's still there.
Archive, motherfucker.
Yeah, archive. People, check that shit out. They're still doing the rounds. People still listening. It's quite good to know.
Go back and listen to the how it all began.
Yeah.
And if you haven't listened to it already, go and listen to the Oddcast Christmas special.
Yes, pretty special.
There's a pretty special one. Billy's in it. And really funny.
I am in it.
He's in it quite a lot.
Yeah.
And, we're all in it. It's part of everyone.
Got my little bit. Got put in another podcast, didn't it?
Yeah, the Succotash, motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's all good. So, yeah. So, all I'm really going to say is thank you for downloading this podcast. And I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, boy!
Ding dong. You just finished with Jimmy Savile.
Oh, no.
Thank you for listening to Adam and Billy on the It's Not Soccer podcast. If you liked what you just heard, why not visit www.barkerpodcasts.webs.com for more fantastic podcasts in the Barker Podcast Collection. Boom! Trust me, Adam has created some amazing shows. You don't know what you're missing. I'm sorry. I can't keep that up. Go to the website. It's cute. Have a nice day.
It's Not Soccer.